yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy, I may well be proved right in the great Victor controversy.
So annoying.
Of 2019.
I think we may have an ad.
We'll unearth it. We'll play it for you.
We'll get to that.
If it indeed exists. What else, Jane?
Travel stories abound. And I've got an interesting one about a woman who's gone on holiday around the world. And she doesn't have a partner, but she wants to have that iconic picture in front of statues and monuments. So she just cracks on to any bloke who's around and puts him in the photo.
I am going to hang out outside the Sydney Opera House
all afternoon. That is exactly what I'm talking
about. And wait, we're going to take your calls and take your tweets. There's so much to get through, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
The last time Jim Jefferies joined us, Mick was away for the day and was covered by...
Layman, my assistant said. Mick's not in. They've got a guy called Layman.
Which is just slightly better than Lamo.
And he was pretty fired up about peanut allergy precautions.
It's like, have you been on a plane lately when they go, no one's having peanuts on this flight because there's someone with a severe peanut allergy? That's their problem. That plane has been flying all day back and forth. It's not like between the flights they de-peanut the thing, right?
Jim's about to embark on a huge European tour this December and set to wrap up season 3 of the Comedy Channel's hugely successful Jim Jefferies show.
I'm Jim Jefferies. I think we could all do better.
There's even talk of an NBC sitcom pilot in the works. So it's time to get the dirt on all this and more with the man himself. Live from LA, Jim Jefferies.
Hello, big fella.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to be back on deck and talk to you. Mate, you need to calm the farm. You're working too hard. You're making us all look bad. You're like that guy who goes to work and works harder than everyone else, so we all have to pick up our game.
Have you always been like that?
No, not. I'm not like... It's not like I'm Hugh Jackman or anything. You know, like Hugh Jackman was just at the Hollywood Bowl and people were like, he's doing a concert. And I went, I thought he was a bloody actor. And now he's singing Peter Allen songs to a whole lot of Americans.
He's a quadruple threat. Would you ever do that yourself, or incorporate a bit of song and dance into your live show?
We know you can sing, Jim. You got good pipes.
I used to be able to sing. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't submit the audience. I'm working on putting some comedy into it.
Yeah. Handy.
Let's start with your European tour coming up. Because first and foremost, your first love, and I'm sure that's what it says on your passport, stand-up comedian. This is a European tour. Some of the Hungary, England, Ireland, Prague, Belgium. Netherlands, do you tailor them specifically to these shows? Do you do your homework on these countries? What are you going to do in Hungary?
I'll watch the news that day and go, geez, that Prime Minister of yours is so good. What's he been up to?
Ireland, a lot of potato gear, obviously.
You guys, you probably want some potatoes. You're probably pretty hungry, aren't you? Yeah, I do a bit of that stuff.
Prague? What were you doing in Prague? Yeah. It's a beautiful city.
Prague. It is a nice city. I like the... I don't know. I've been to Prague once, but I was drunk the whole time. I went when I was like 22. I don't know if I can remember it.
Which of the countries haven't you been to that you're looking forward to going?
I've never been to Greece, but I have been to Melbourne, so I think I've got a feel of the place.
What about Norway?
I've done plenty of gigs in Norway.
Have you really?
And
that's
done loads of gigs in Scandinavian countries.
You've slept with a few of their women, I understand.
I try to, but it's not going to happen. You go over there, and the girl in the count behind the counter looks like, you know, Anna Kournikova serving you at McDonald's, and you're like, you're not meant to work here. Why don't you move to Ireland? You'll be running the place in a week.
They'll speak English. That's the one of the keys.
What about Belgium? Now, Belgium, you've got to go, I'm guessing, either chocolate or dungeons. What are you doing?
bad things happen in Belgium. Chocolate.
That's why they invented the chocolate. I'll go strictly for the beers, mate. The beers. No.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Germany, have you got much German gear?
I've never done a gig in Germany, but I did go out to the World Cup in 2006 with my father in Germany. That was pretty good. I don't really have a story to go along with that, but that was all right.
But the Germans aren't notorious for their stand-up comedy.
They're not
comedy circuit.
They're not known for their comedy. They're not known for it.
I wanted to ask you just out of the blue, keeping up with Kanye West and his current escapades and his run for president in 2024.
It's actually on, is it?
It is. Do you know, I'm seriously thinking it's going to happen. But no, I'm concerned that the mantle may be passed by Trump. You know, there might be some deal that will be made.
Yeah, I think that it could happen. Like, before Trump, you thought it couldn't happen. No, but like, his wife would have a better chance. His wife's a reality star. She's got all the credentials.
That's right.
Yeah. Would she be the best first lady in the history, or Kim Kardashian, first lady?
I mean, honestly.
Trump and Kim have the same size ass, so that'd be ready to go.
All right, mate. Hey, can you hang around? We want to ask you about this new show on NBC, which sounds great. And, of course, your next episode of Jim Jefferies' show. Hang about, mate.
No worries. Jim Jefferies is with us. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jim Jefferies is with us live from LA. By the way, his final show is going to air on the Comedy Channel next Wednesday, the 20th of November.
What are the big topics, mate? What are you going to cover in depth to finish the season?
The last one, I think we're just going to show a highlight reel. Do one of those episodes, like of a sitcom where we all get stuck in an elevator, so we'll chat about
Remember
the past.
That time.
lots of flashbacks.
Now, this week we're talking about atheism for a bit.
Is religion and its connotations a subject that you like addressing? It's because it's one of the big ones, sex, politics, religion.
I used to do it a lot in stand-up, but it became a little bit hacky to mention it because every stand-up was an atheist. Like, going, I'm an atheist wasn't a very bold statement. But I don't like the term atheist. I think there shouldn't be a term for not believing in something. There's no term for not believing in Bigfoot. You know what I mean? The people who do believe in Bigfoot, we have a name for them. They're called nut jobs, right? And then the ones who don't, they're just regular people.
No, you're right. But also a lot of, nearly all stand-up comics are smart people. So that's why they're atheists,
yes.
I gather. Right. There's the link.
Is there a group, and I imagine you're wading into, in America anyway, some fairly fragile territory there. Is there a group of people that generally you find are offended the most, or that you have the most trouble identifying with?
It's still the gun people for me. It's the people, and it's also the Americans refuse to have healthcare. They think it's a nasty thing. That blows my mind.
Really?
You go, like, imagine if you got sick, you broke your leg, and then the government just paid for it. They go, oh, I don't want the government wrapped up in my health.
What? I don't understand.
Yeah. And in America, it's like taking your car in. They go, are you doing this on insurance? Like, when you get something fixed, they go, all right, it costs $50,000. You go, oh, I'm paying for myself $5,000. The only doctors that are honest in America are plastic surgeons because you can't get it on insurance.
Oh, wow.
Why is it $7,000 to get a wisdom tooth out, but $9,000 to get a set of tits? Like, it seems like that would be a comparative thing.
I get that indeed. The other topic I see is you're going to talk about cultural appropriation on tomorrow night's show. Please discuss.
Well, it's the whole idea of, like, kids wearing... Like, so in Japan, there's a whole lot of people who want to be black, and they call it B-styling, where all the Japanese kids are trying to be more urban, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've decided that if a culture's not using something, they lose it. You know what I mean? So, if you're still wearing, like those Asian people who wear the slanty hats in the rice fields, they still use those. You can't wear one of them.
Okay.
But I say sombreros are open slather. You can have sombreros. No one wears one anymore.
That's right.
They're a terrible garment to drive in, the sombrero.
That's right. I never saw El Chapo getting around in a sombrero. So
I'm going to give the Americans our one with the corks on it. No one uses the cork thing.
They're not having enough of those.
That would be right.
All right, well, hang around, Jim. Jim Jefferies is with us. More with Jim. We'll take a break right after this on Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and the great Jim Jefferies live from LA joins us right now too. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And I need to ask you, mate, there's rumours of a new show. Have you done the deal for a sitcom with NBC? Now, this is the big time.
Yeah.
This is Seinfeld territory.
Yeah, I'm doing a pilot for NBC about my life, and it's going to be a guy who has a late-night talk show, as a single dad, et cetera, et cetera. But what I realised was, as I was writing, and my dad's going to come and stay with me for a while, for the next couple of months, so I thought, what we'll do is we'll have the character, he'll have his dad live with him, and he'll have a job where he talks down radio. I've just rewritten Frasier.
It's ringing some bells.
And that was on NBC. I realise now why they like it so much. They're going, we like this. This is something we could see.
Oh, wow.
A less posh Frasier.
Well,
that's
what it's just simply called Jefferies, I think it could be.
Jefferies.
It's funny. They go, who do you want to play your dad? And I said, oh, Mel Gibson would be good. He'd get us a bit of press. People would want to do that. And I ring me dad up and he goes, oh, yeah, I like that, Mel Gibson. Then me dad rings me up a couple of days later and he goes, I've thought of some other people. He goes, how about Harrison Ford? He's good in everything.
This is too surreal, Jim.
In my last sitcom, my dad had George Lazenby playing. That was the thing. My dad, my dad was walking around the bowling club going, James Bond.
Correct.
I'll tell you a quick story.
Yes,
right?
Please.
One time on my show, I wanted to have a sketch where I rang up Paul Hogan for Father's Day, and we were going to act like he was my dad.
Yep.
And I was going to ring up and go, hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. I love you. And then he would never say I love you back. That was going to be the sketch.
Yeah.
We rang him up. And then we get a phone call back from Paul Hogan. We're all sitting around a speakerphone. And I go, hello, Hogs. I'm excited just to say Hogs to him. Yeah. You know? And he goes, yeah, Jim, I've watched some of your stand-up and this is all good and everything. He goes, the problem I have with the sketch is people will know that I'm not your father. And I said, yes, Paul, it's a sketch. And then he goes, because I was in a pretty big movie and people will remember me from that.
Jim.
And he goes, maybe I could play like your uncle. And I went, they know you're not my uncle as well. Like,
well, he would be good casting as your dad in a...
Look,
in
I cannot wait to find out who ends up being cast as...
How's the guy from The Castle doing? You guys are
connected.
Yeah,
well, Michael Caton, he's doing well. Yeah, why don't you give
Michael
him a buzz?
Caton.
That'd be great.
The problem is I want the show to go for a few seasons. If I get the actor
too old, he might
not make it. So now, who's the guy of Cocktail? I'll get him. Brian Brown.
Brown. He's a great bloke. He'd be perfect.
He would be
great. He would be fantastic.
He'd be up for it too.
He would come around and sleep on your couch.
Yeah,
I would. Guess. Hey, can I ask you just before we go, the sitcom, it's a tough genre, a great one to crack. Looking back, there's been some rippers. Is there ones that you, growing up, that you loved or that you admired?
I liked Cheers and I liked Seinfeld. Yeah. And,
It's Gary Shandling. Do you remember It's Gary Shandling show?
I like Gary Shandling, the Gary Shandling show. Yeah, that's similar to what I'm doing because he had a late night show.
Yeah.
I like Friends enough.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Friends, they didn't go very multicultural, did they?
No.
But on reflection, no.
Diversity wasn't an issue.
Yeah, because it was in the middle of America. There's no multiculturalism in New York. Where would have they ever found a black person?
It wasn't in Hogan Heroes category, which was a sitcom set in a war camp.
Have you ever seen the one from the BBC? Look at this one online. They had this. There's a pilot of this. This sitcom exists. It was called Heil Honey, I'm Home. And it was about Hitler. It's a multicam where, like, Hitler enters the room and everyone goes, woo! And he's living with Ava Brown, right? And they have Jewish next-door neighbours. How will they ever get along? I'm not making this up. The whole pilot is online. It ruined. Executives got fired. Everyone lost their job. It was like the worst thing ever.
Beautiful, mate. Hey, listen, always great to catch up with you, Jim. Good luck with all your endeavours. Well, hopefully speak to you. And I want to know what you're going to do in Budapest. I've no idea what you're up to.
I've got lots of material for those Budapest people.
Vienna, ask them about their slice. Thank you. Good night. All right, Jim. Thanks, mate. The Jim Jefferies show tomorrow night. Get on board.
See you, Jim. Get on,
you guys. On the Comedy Channel. This is Kennedy Malloy.